Blog Talk Radio.
Well, here we go, ladies and gentlemen. This is the show, the Thursday Throwdown. Nobody touches the wrestling show this time of the time. We come out of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. It's Wrestle Talk across the country. Yours truly, Mark Mancini in Los Angeles. My sidekicks, the brethren, the brothers of the Berg, Bubba Brewer and Ralph Williams are out there. 347-205-9631. If you happen to miss it, 45 minutes today goes by quick. Catch the archive version, blogtalkradio.com/Mancini Sports Podcast. Platforms wherever you subscribe to podcasts, powered now by Mancini Media. So before I lay that red carpet, put the podium in its place and hand off the mic to Ralph, make note next week, 7:30 start time. We'll be back at a regular scheduled time, 1 hour. And don't forget the Eternal Bum Podcast each and every Saturday morning, 9:30 Pittsburgh time, an early rise in L.A. at 6:30. That game is Ralph Williams, Joe Kuklis, Scott Morgan, Roth, and yours truly. So let all your friends know. These shows have been picking up steam. We do miss our brother, Smoking Jim Frazier, funeral arrangements tomorrow. So our prayers and thoughts are with him. And as I give it over to you, Ralph, the threes, how are you? How can people get a hold of you? And, man, oh, man, there's a lot to talk about when you give it over to Bubba and get it back to you as I man the boards and come back at the 8:10 mark, 5:10 Pacific.
Yeah, thanks, Mark. I appreciate it. You can get a hold of me at RalphWilliams737@gmail.com, Facebook, LinkedIn, and also on X platforms, and also my YouTube channel. And don't forget my website, www.rwmedia.org. Check it out. You can watch the way I see it. You can watch live on Tuesday nights the Sports Corner radio show with myself and Smokin' Jim Frazier. Go on my website and push the live button. It'll take you right to the show. So on the day of the show. All right. And then, Bubba, you can give us your information.
Well, it's good to be back, guys. You can get a hold of me at contact me at the triplebb77.official@gmail.com. You can subscribe to my YouTube channel, The Triple B Experience, where we talk Steelers, wrestling, and pop culture, and also live on Facebook.
All right. I want to thank Joe Kuglis from Draft 412 for inviting me last Thursday to the Ryan Shazier fundraiser. You know, he has a spinal injury from playing football. I've met some great people, and I got to make some new friends and got some new colleagues and things like that. So it was a great thing here at the City Winery in the Strip District section of Pittsburgh. Our show tonight is sponsored by Amp Up Sports, Sideline Sports, Let's Talk Sports, and, of course, Mancini Media. And our studio sponsor is First Line Consulting Services. Call them today at 1-877-926-6982. I tell you, if you need a website done by First Line Consulting Services, they are the people to do it. They will construct your website. They will manage it, and they will upload your videos at one low monthly price. Give them a call. That number again, 1-877-926-6982. All right, I want to talk to you today about Sleep Pittsburgh. In case you're not aware, I had to get a bed, and I called Sleep Pittsburgh. They sold me a nice memory foam mattress, and I didn't have to pay a lot of money. They have to go to the bank and take out a loan. Nowadays, with just about everything, you have to go out and take out a loan. Well, you didn't have to with Sleep Pittsburgh. Call them today, 412-462-7858. They're in the Homestead section of Pittsburgh, right on 8th Avenue. They do free delivery, and they do no credit check financing as well. So give Sleep Pittsburgh a call, 412-462-7858. They sell not only just mattresses, but they sell lift beds, bunk beds, futons, lift chairs. They sell a whole lot of things. Get on their website, sleeppittsburgh.com. Check out their inventory. You can do your order right from the Internet and also by calling them. That number again, 412-462-7858. Sleep Pittsburgh for better sleep tonight. All right, we'll get to some of our other sponsors later on here. Bubba, let you and I get started here with some things. First, I want to talk about Impact Wrestling. Jackson Ryker has retired from wrestling. He's not that old. I guess he was down on his luck a little bit, so he decided to retire. NWA, this is a true match. EC3 beat Tyrus, and Tyrus, as part of the match stipulation, was involved in a retirement match, and he really did retire. I watched a couple interviews. He says, I'm done, with our wrestling. First, we'll get your thoughts, Bubba. What do you think about these two guys retiring?
Well, Riker had some issues with WWE with his political views, and that's probably why they told him to go somewhere else. He had 20 years, I believe, and he did it last week. He put his boots probably on the wall, Ralph. But, Tyrus, he carried that company for a little bit. He only defended the title four times. Now, he wrestled EC3. They come up in the business, and, he dropped the strap. And when he dropped the strap, he wanted to spend more time with his family. I guess his kids came to the ring with him. He did a nice interview on the Fox. He was real emotional. And it's very emotional when you have your last match. So, hats off to Tyrus, being an NWA world champion.
Oh, exactly. I agree with you on that, Bubba. Sometimes it's time to hang it up. Family's important. You spend it. I keep saying this, and I'll keep saying it because I watched the documentary, 350 days you spend on the road wrestling. It's a tough road. You were in the business, Bubba. You were an independent wrestler. You know what it was like.
I know, and it's hard to walk around sometimes, Ralph, and lay flat sometimes.
Yeah. Oh, I know what you're saying, man. I'm in pain all the time with my conditions and stuff like that. So, but you notice I'm here, so that's the
right
thing. Anyway, AEW, possible firing of CM Punk for a second fight after an external investigation in a press conference today by Tony Khan. It has been determined that Jack Perry will be suspended for this fight backstage with CM Punk. The story I'm hearing is that CM Punk did not start this fight. Jack Perry did. And so, therefore, Jack Perry has been suspended for what amount of time, no one seems to know at this point. If CM Punk is to be suspended, which I highly doubt it, or if he is, it won't be until after All Out, but in the Chicago show. So we'll see what happens. I doubt he's going to get suspended, Bubba. What do you think about this debacle here? I think that CM Punk shouldn't be suspended because Tony Khan's got egg on his face for what happened before when he was fighting with the Elite. And what do you think?
Well, the Elite thing is totally different than this one. Jack Perry wanted to do real glass. So CM Punk, his opinion, he's an elder statesman in the ring. It's like, man, why would you want to do real glass? Because if you cut an artery, you could die in the ring doing that hardcore stuff. But also, too, Jack Perry bumping into him before he goes out to face one of the biggest matches of his life on Samoa Joe at Wembley Stadium. He bumps into him and starts that before he even walks out, Ralph. That's not good looking at Perry, know what I mean? But also, it's also about money, and these guys can make money off of real feuds if they just put it, to work at it and keep their personal opinions in the back and work towards making money. And this could be a big feud in AEW.
Well, Peter Blake and I discussed this last night on the Turnbuckle Talk in Tampa last night, Bubba, and that is the fact that AEW's locker room has been completely out of hand ever since they got started. There's no real leader in that locker room, Bubba. There has to be a leader. There has to be somebody who takes the reins and control. It's just like a baseball team or a football team, Bubba. If you don't have the appropriate leadership with the players, the manager, forget it. You might as well take him out of the equation because the manager can succeed or the coach can succeed if he has good player captains. And this is exactly what needs to happen with AEW. Their locker room is out of control. What do you think of this?
Well, maybe, Ralph, they get some elder veteran statesmen that can book to have some, leadership in that locker room. I don't know who they get offhand. I know Art Anderson is still with the company, but you probably get somebody different. But, Tony Khan books on the fly. He books with emotion. He needs somebody else because he does too much. He needs somebody to go in and tell those guys, knock it off. Somebody, fair and balanced. I don't know who he gets, but he's got to get somebody. And I kind of agree with you guys. It's run sometimes a little crazy, but right now it could be the hottest thing going right now, though.
Oh, absolutely. But Tony Khan is no Vince McMahon. I don't care how much Vince McMahon fails.
No.
He still manages to draw crowds, and everybody still likes WWE. okay? And Tony Khan has to start making AEW like that. Tony Khan don't know everything, okay? Tony Khan knows nothing. He's just a wrestling fan with money, and that's exactly how it is. And he needs to, you know, do something about this, or this is going to get out of hand. We're going to see some more of these spikes. All right, let's go over the All-In pay-per-view. I thought it was a really good pay-per-view. I did not watch it. I refused to pay for it. I did not watch it. But what I did do was check it out on YouTube, checked out parts of matches and stuff like that. I was real impressed with the title matches. I thought they were decent. The ROH World Tag Team match between Aussie Open and MJF and Adam Cole. What did you think of this match? I kind of suspected MJF and Adam Cole were going to win. Everyone else thought MJF and Adam Cole were going to fight this match, and MJF was going to stab Adam Cole in the back. It didn't happen that way. It didn't happen in the championship match either. Has MJF changed for real, or do you think he's still playing the phony game?
Well, MJF can do whatever he wants to do. I did not think that they were going to win the ROH titles. I took the Aussie Open, to my chagrin. I thought they were going to, you know, go at it. That match caused controversy to set the stage up for the main event. That whole show, Ralph, was amazing, and every match was very, very good. I didn't see all the show, but I did see Samoa and CM Punk. I did see the last match. Chris Jericho, even though he's 52 years old, he still did a great performance, you know, going against Will. And the tag team match, as usual, FTR. But that last match with, you know, Adam Cole and MJF, when they took the double clothesline and, you know what I mean, they counted three, I was like, oh, my God, they can't end it like that. And thank God they didn't, Ralph. But it was very good. 81,000 paid, Ralph. So that's something that Khan can look at in the mirror and say, you know, I did it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he can. We're going to bring back Mark Mancini. Mark, you back in the fray here?
Yeah, I'm here. Man, the boards. Let me get some of these questions out, guys. Dalen coming in from Chelmsford, Massachusetts goes, I'm interested in the payback in Pittsburgh, guys. Do you anticipate any belts dropping, any changes? It could be Shinsuke Nakamura taking the belt away from Seth Rollins. I don't think that's happening, guys. And I don't think it's happening, Dalen. I think even though he has an injured back, I still don't think he's going to drop it to Nakamura. Nakamura doesn't look like the type of guy that can hold on to a belt. We'll start with you, Ralph. Give it over to Bubba. No way in hell is he going to drop this.
I don't think so, Mark, not at this pay-per-view, but I think down the road Seth Rollins is going to have to do something. He's got not only just back problems, he's got some other problems. He needs a surgery or two. Sooner or later it's going to catch up to him. He's going to need to do something fast. So we're going to find out exactly how much more stamina or how much more Seth Rollins can tolerate. I mean, you know, he can only tolerate so much. So we'll see what he can do with that, Bubba.
Well, this payback wasn't worth paying for because I live an hour and 10 minutes away and I always go to the pay-per-views. But this one on the card is not very good, guys. But I do see a title change. I see Austin Theory beating Rey Mysterio. And also in that main event against Seth Rollins and Shinsuke Nakamura, if he does win, guys, Damian Priest will cash in at Pittsburgh because this pay-per-view does not look good at all.
Yeah, exactly. You're right on that. But we'll see if Damian cashes in and gets the belt. Then Shinsuke won't have it, and Seth Rollins can go off in the sunset and get his surgeries or get done what he has to get done. That could happen. Mark?
Well, let me get another Lance in Pensacola, Florida, coming in, basically says he disagrees with Nakamura. He thinks Nakamura can take it. But he also basically says there's other matches you got to worry about. Yeah, Rey Mysterio holding the belt, in my mind, guys, I think it's a complete joke. And I think he's going to have a problem with that Escobar dude. I think because when he was injured, he came in and fought. Look for a feud to happen between one of those two guys. And I think Escobar could go heel here on it. I think you might be onto something there, Bubba, with Theory. I think Theory would get it back. I can't see these kind of guys like Mysterio and you know, you look at Nakamura. I don't think these guys can hold it. And you know what? I'll tell you another guy that I don't think can hold it, too, is Damian Priest. A lot of people, I know Peter Blake and Tampa's high on him, but you know what? I look at these guys and I kind of think they have no mic skills, and you need mic skills to hold belts. And these guys have no mic skills. Any comment, Bubba? We'll give it back to Ralph.
Well, I agree with you on that about the no mic skills, but also if he has Rhea Ripley talking for him for Damian Priest, that could actually work out in his benefit, Mark. But also, too, I think if Rey Mysterio loses to Austin Theory, that's where we're going to see LA Knight and Austin Theory, that feud, come back in. Maybe in a couple weeks, maybe in a couple months, but we can see it very, very soon if he takes the title in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, good take. Ralph?
Yeah, absolutely. We'll see how that all works. You're right. He doesn't have good mic skills. I do agree with you on that. But I wouldn't – here's something, guys, that you have to understand. Rhea Ripley assaulted a security person. All right? Dom Mysterio, Dirty Dom more or less, assaulted Charles Robinson, the veteran referee. All right? WWE is right now determining what to do here. If they're going to suspend them, fire them. I keep hearing stories that they're going to suspend them for a long period of time, and both of them have to give their belts up. If that happens, Rhea Ripley's not going to be speaking for Damian Priest, and Damian Priest is going to be like, we have to look at this scenario, guys, and take a look at it, because I think that it's going to happen. Something is going to happen, some kind of punishment, because you just can't beat up an official and beat up a security person and get away with it anymore. That doesn't happen in WWE.
No, you bring up an interesting point on that. And, you know, I'm interested in this Steel City street fight in Pittsburgh. I mean, I still think Owens and Zayn retain.
Yeah.
I don't know what your thoughts are on that, Bubba, but I don't think, you know, they're going to lose the belts there. They're going to hold on to these for a while.
Yeah, I agree with you, Mark. I took them also to retain. I don't think that the Judgment Day are taking the titles, and I think they're worried more on single championships than tag team championships.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Any comment on that, Ralph?
Yeah, I agree with Bubba. That's a serious thing. 288 people listening. Thank you for listening to the program tonight. And call your friend, call your cousin, call your boss, call somebody. Get them here every Thursday night. Listening in, 347-205-9631 for Wrestle Talk. We're here every Thursday night. Tonight we started a special time at 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
And then, you know, we'll be back to 7:30.
Next week, 7:30. Hey, let me get Kenneth from Peoria, Arizona, another regular listener. He said the squash match of the night, and this is where you can spend some time in the concourse level in Pittsburgh, is L.A. Knight and Miz. This is a wash. L.A. Knight is going to wipe the mat of Miz. Yeah, I think this is a squash match, too. No way does L.A. Knight lose to Miz on this. You bet your last dollar, Kenneth. You're calling it. I'm going to second that, and I'm sure these guys will second it across the board. Bubba, what's your take on this match?
Well,
it's a waste of time match.
Well, Kenneth, it's going to be a great match because The Miz and LA Knight could be the best match on the card, because The Miz is a capable person who actually was a WWE champion at one time, and anybody that works The Miz looks like $1 million, and LA Knight will be looking good and sounding good, and he will beat The Miz. But do not go to the snacks and go get a beer or anything on this match.
Oh, no. I agree with you on that, Bob. But that's going to be the match of the night, I think. L.A. Knight is going to kill Miz. But, like you said, you can't sell the Miz out. It's going to be a tough match. Miz has been world champion. He's been intercontinental champion many times. He's a two-time Grand Slam champion. So I don't think it's going to be an easy match, but I think L.A. Knight's going to pull out of it. Because I want to say this. Let me talk to you. All right.
Yeah, let me talk to you that. Exactly.
Yeah.
Hey, Albert bringing up something, and he goes from Poway, another regular guy, goes, keep up the great show. Want to say hi to Smoking Jim. We miss him tonight. Yep, we did. We got that out in the beginning, Albert. Thank you very much. And, yeah, I know you're looking for the extra time. We'll have it definitely next week. He goes, where's Roman Reigns in Pittsburgh? Why isn't he defending something? That's a good question, guys. Bubba, what's the story here? Why do we have Roman Reigns taking a break?
I don't know why they're taking a break. The bloodline storyline's not even in Pittsburgh. I thought it could be Jimmy versus Jay, and that's not even, unless they do something Friday night. But without the bloodline in Pittsburgh, I mean, T-shirt sales are going down, and not having the man, you know, Roman Reigns in Pittsburgh, that's why this pay-per-view payback is not paying any dollar signs in my eyes. That's why I didn't buy tickets for this one. You know, you got to have – I know you can't bring everybody on every pay-per-view, but you got to bring Roman Reigns. You got to bring your champs to the game at all times.
Yeah, absolutely. Right. I agree with you guys on that. I think it's Roman Reigns should have been part of this card. From what I hear, in his match against Jay, he got injured badly and has to take some time off to heal up this injury. So I don't know what the injury is, but I do know he had an injury in the match against Jay Uso. So we'll see
Carl
what goes
coming
on Friday
in from
night.
The Fox Chapel area, guys, and he goes, you know, listen, the WWE is watered down with pay-per-views. Let's face it. I can remember Royal Rumble. I can remember Survivor Series, SummerSlam, WWE. And now we have all these ladders, tables, chairs, Excalibur, you know, the payback in Pittsburgh. Sounds great and everything, but every month there's something. And after this one, I already know what's going to be. It's going to be Hell in the Cell. Then it's going to be Survivor Series. And then we're going to have a Christmas National Lampoon wrestling match with Chevy Chase. Carl brings up something. Carl, props to the Berg as you're listening to this live. Yours truly, Mark Mancini, Bubba Brewer, Ralph Williams here. We're missing Smoking Jim. He'll be back next week. But, guys, what is wrong with these watered-down pay-per-views? He brings up an interesting point, and you were just alluding to, Bubba, talking about I'm not paying for anything if Roman Reigns ain't there. T-shirt sales, ticket sales are down. Have we got to the point where now we've watered down this wrestling extravaganza?
Well, Mark, I think less is more. I think less is more, Mark. The pay-per-views are watered down, and like this week alone, there's three pay-per-views, two from AEW and one from WWE. Too much. They're not developing the storylines to get people interested, and the matches aren't that good. Like, I didn't realize that Trish Stratus is going to be in a steel cage. Now, I would go see L.A. Knight and see Trish Stratus in a steel cage would be worth the money, but I still didn't – it didn't draw me to go buy a ticket. So, Carl, I agree with you, Carl.
Yeah, he brings up interesting points, Ralph. What's your take on this?
Yeah, I agree with you guys on that, Bobby. You stole my thunder. That All Out pay-per-view stinks. The card's
it's
not
terrible.
That great. And then on top of that, Bubba, you're right. They went ahead and they stacked this pay-per-view up on Sunday when they already had a pay-per-view. It's too much. And then if they expect people to pay that $40 or $50, that's $100 you have to fork out. And then if you don't have Peacock and you have to pay for it, which you pay for it anyway, but, you know, there's more money right there to watch WWE's pay-per-view. So you got to dig in your pocket there or take out a loan to get these pay-per-views or to go to these matches. And it's just, you know, but anyway, before I pass it on here, I have some sponsors here that I need to take care of because they help pay the bills here. I want to talk about Hillcrest Farm in Richmond, Ohio. Hillcrest Farm and Beef. Bubba, you need to give them a call or take a ride up there or something.
I need some meat.
There you go. Give them a call, man, or get on their website. Check out their package deals, man. They got some good ones. So anyway. Contact them today, 740-346-5442 or 740-632-2894. You can email them at hillcrestfarmsohio@gmail.com and check out their website, www.hillcrestfarmsohio.com, and at Hillcrest Farm on Facebook as well. Now, Hillcrest Farm is located 45 minutes from Pittsburgh. They're right up the hill from Steubenville, Ohio. You cross the suspension bridge and call them today to make sure you get the right directions. They'll text you the directions. because there's a certain way you have to put it in your GPS or you're going to get lost. All right. So also, you can go on their website. They do ship, and they have all kinds of package deals. The best one, I think, is their ground beef box, $95 for 20 pounds of ground beef. You can't beat that. That's a lot of sloppy Joe. That's a lot of meat sausage, spaghetti, and that's a lot of hamburgers. So there you are. Hillcrest Farms, go visit them today or get on their website and check it out. All right, next.
Wow.
Our next sponsor here is Bond Journey. This Saturday, Bond Journey will be performing at the waterfront on Buckeye Lake in Thornville, Ohio. It's 130 miles from Pittsburgh. Saturday is 7 to 11. Go check out Bond Journey, the best Bon Jovi and Journey cover band that there is in Pittsburgh. And this week, we have a new sponsor for this week only, and they're going to be a potential permanent sponsor coming up of all my RW Media shows. Can be part of this. Three Rivers Karting in Leedsdale. You're probably wondering, what is Three Rivers Karting? Well, it's go-karts, pool tables, and axe throwing. And they also do private events. So give them a call today for more details, 412-527-8464. They are located at 541 Avenue B in Leedsdale. Avenue B is in the industrial park right off of 65 in Leedsdale. And then you go right in there to right behind the GNC building. So take a look at Three Rivers Karting. Take your kids, some go-karts, pool tables, axe throwing, all kinds of, they have a full-scale restaurant and bar. Check it out, man, private events. This is the ultimate raider, the ultimate in entertainment. Three Rivers Karting in Leedsdale. Give them a call today, 412-527-8464. All right, guys, let's move on. Go ahead, Mark.
Yeah, let me get one more comment. Steve from Corvallis, Oregon goes, another match that, you know, might not be interesting. I disagree with you, Mancini, because I think the Miz and L.A. Knight is going to be a good one. But the one where Rhea Ripley's wrestling, that is going to be the worst match of these matches in Pittsburgh. Do you guys seem to agree with that? No way is Rhea Ripley losing the belt. I can agree on that one. I don't think Rodriguez can take it from her. I mean, Bubba, what do you think? I think this could be the worst match of the thing. I thought it would be the other one, maybe what's his name was saying out of there. But with L.A. Knight, now they're basically saying, you know, maybe I don't know what I'm talking about compared to the other guy, but you guys clarified it with Miz. But what's it take with Steve out of Corvallis talking about, you know, the Rhea Ripley one could be the worst one?
Well, I agree with Steve because that's where you're going to go get your beer and pizza or you're going to take a restroom break. But Raquel Rodriguez, Raquel Rodriguez, guys, is not ready to take this title yet. They're going to keep it on Rhea. I picked Rhea in my show this week. You know, Raquel looks big, dominating. She just doesn't have it as of right now. But this could be a big feud later on. So, but I'm going with Rhea.
Ralph,
yeah,
any comment on it? I'll bring another listener in.
Unfortunately, I can't stand Rhea Ripley. And I'm praying she gets a suspension. But the suspension's not going to happen by Saturday, I can guarantee it. But I will say this. I'm not a Rhea Ripley fan, but when truth is looking at – when you look at the perspective here, I'm not blind like Stevie Wonder. So I see that Rhea Ripley's going to win this match, and I think she will.
Good take. Let me bring Joey in from Bucks County, PA, talking about some of these matches and everything. And – you know, when you look at the things and talking about maybe Damian Priest cashing in and stuff, the interesting thing is I think you're going to see a breakup of the Judgment Day after they lose to Zayn and Owens. Look for Finn Balor to turn or J.D. Madonna or whatever. It's going to get interesting in this tag team street fight. You might be on to something, Joey, from Bucks County. Bubba, is he on to something where we can see the breakup of these guys come to fruition?
Yeah, I agree with him. It could happen in Pittsburgh. You know, it's been teetering on the end already, so that could be the turning point, especially when they don't win the titles.
Great point.
Yeah,
Ralph, any comment with Joey from Bucks County saying could be the breakup of these guys?
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea there. Oh, that would be great. I think it might happen because you got that J.P. McDonough or whatever his name is. He's been sort of getting involved in Judgment Day business that Judgment Day doesn't want him, except Finn Balor. So I think there's going to be a situation happening here, and I think McDonough's going to get involved in this match with Finn Balor and Damian Priest. And then what's going to happen is they're going to lose that match, and I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. That's how the Bloodline or the Judgment Day is going to break up. That's exactly what's going to happen. And then Damian Priest, like Bubba said, is going to cash in the briefcase and become the champ, and he's going to go a separate way.
Yeah, now the key to that, what you brought up in the talk about it with Joey out of Bucks County is, see, I think Damian Priest cashing in is going to be a one-week champ, Bubba. I don't see this guy holding the belt.
Wow.
You know, well, here's the thing. When you break this thing down, and we're getting loaded here now, but when you break it down, Seth Rollins, the Roman Reigns, the Rhea Ripley's, these ones aren't losing belts till WrestleMania. Kevin Owens, Sami Zayn, I think they're going to hold them till WrestleMania. You know, you might get a tease on it here and there, and maybe somebody, but they'll win it right back. Will you get a Damian Priest in it? You know, I don't think so. Now, Gunther, and we got a comment coming from a guy, and we'll bring Gunther up. Remind me, guys. Bill coming in from Warren, Ohio, talking about Gunther keeping it going. But I just don't see Damian Priest holding a belt more than a week. Bubba, I don't know what your take is on this. Big guy, no mic skills, and he kind of falls in that Braun Strowman type of thing with me. I just don't see it. I think he's more suited for a feud with Finn Balor or J.D. McDonough. I just can't see him holding belts. So, nice tease, money in the bank, but one week and he's going to be lost in the shuffle here.
Wow. I would say maybe Survivor Series, he could keep it till Survivor Series. This is the same guy, you know, who let Bad Bunny go over on him. So, I mean, he made Bad Bunny look like $1 million, though, Mark. And maybe that's
right.
The payoff, you know, the Money in the Bank. He got, you know, he's the Money in the Bank winner. You know, he's missing in the mic skills. But he's worked very, very hard in the gym to be in shape, though. When he wrestled in Ring of Honor, he looked out of shape. So he's got the look. He's got to look like Braun Strowman, and you're right, Mark. He doesn't have the mic skills. But sometimes, maybe when you're champion, it brings something out in people. So maybe he can start talking to talk. Like when he was feuding against Bad Bunny, he was talking a lot. So if he can get that persona, you know, we'll see. Longer than a week, though.
Well, Ralph, as I give it over to you and Bubba and I, we can agree to disagree. You know, that's what makes the show what it is. But I will tell you, I've seen a lot of guys that deserve to be champions that held it for a short time. Case in point, Alberto Del Rio and some of these guys that should have titles longer. I don't see Damian Priest holding it. Bubba thinks he's going maybe in the Survivor Series. I'm saying probably, you know, middle of the Steelers' third game of the year.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I don't know how long Damian Priest is going to hold the belt. I mean, they may have plans for him to hold it until Survivor Series or even maybe into the Royal Rumble. I highly doubt it's going to go that far. His reign's going to be short. I don't think a week, but I think it's going to be a short reign. I have some wrestling news, guys, I want to talk about tonight. John Cena's coming back to WWE. He's going to be on SmackDown. And I had already talked to you about the possible suspensions between Rhea and Dirty Dom. That hasn't been determined yet. But also, WWE signed a deal with the NFL. And now the NFL, if you watch some of the preseason games, now have belts out that are going to be designed by the same people who designed the belts for the WWE. So if you want to go get a Steeler belt, Bubba, you can go do that and become a
it's
Steeler.
It's almost $600,
champion.
Ralph. $600.
Is it really?
Wow.
Yeah,
it's very
here,
expensive.
Man. Whoa. Oh, my
About five
gosh.
Something.
I knew, I knew you had the answer for that because, I mean, I've seen the price of WWE belts. I used to work for security for NXT as well, because at the Stage AE, I used to work security for NXT live events and ROH. So I used to see the prices of some of these belts, and let me tell you, they're not cheap. You really got to
pay
for that one.
So, Bubba, you kind of checked on it, and I kind of thought to myself, without checking on it, I kind of thought maybe 300, but
That's what I originally thought. You know.
So, Bubba, you've got the facts there that, I can understand that. I mean, I can remember a buddy of mine buying the Money in the Bank briefcase years and years ago, and it was like $75. Now it might be 100 and something, whatever, and they came up with different things. You know, this is a gold one. Now they have a white one or whatever. Who cares about it? But I can understand that. Yeah, the Steeler belt, the Cowboy belt, I can understand. I didn't realize 600. Is that accurate fact?
That's pretty. I think it's five. It's five something. Those replica belts, you know, they look good, Mark and Ralph. And actually, the guy who actually makes the WWE belts from Wildcat Belts is based in Latrobe, Pennsylvania. Drew Lazario. He makes the belts for the WWE, and those are not cheap at all.
Wow.
No, they're over $300 for that.
No,
I remember I was wearing a belt at WrestleMania. A guy let me wear the belt, and I flashed it on Facebook on it, but man, oh, man. And that was, you know, a nice one. But I can imagine – can you imagine – you know what? I'm saying to myself, you're going to get into the $500 range of wearing a belt with the Steelers. You might as well buy a couple Steeler jerseys and a beanie and stuff and still have enough money to go to a Steeler game.
You're better off getting an autographed Big Ben jersey.
That is crazy. And the thing is, you're going to probably get, you know, capping into that industry, and now we're getting comments with people, and I still want to get the Bill from Warren, Ohio, that's been waiting patiently for his question. He's reminded me about Gunther, but real fast on the belt is just tapping into something, but I could just see people going to Three Rivers, the Heinz Field, wearing that belt there in the middle of, you know, 10-degree weather and that thing freezing up. Oh, my God, man.
Yep.
$500-something for a belt. Let me tell you, I don't know where they're getting the money from. I really don't
either.
Guys, any final comment on that? I've seen it. I've heard of it. But I don't know, man. You walk around with that, they'll steal the belt from you, I guess.
Well,
yeah.
Not only that,
I wouldn't.
Not only that, too, guys, you got to understand, man, you got to take out a loan for that stuff. Or you got to mortgage your house.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So maybe people are mortgaging their house for this stuff. You know it.
Yeah, I'm not a belt mark, guys. Doesn't matter. Winning a title doesn't matter. It always matters of putting butts in the seat.
Well, I will tell you, when the Pirates came out with that City Connect jersey, they were looking – when they first brought those things out, when they donned them the end of June – if you got online, those things were almost $500 for them City Connect jerseys.
Wow.
So, I mean, you can just imagine what, you know, people want them, and, you know, they look nice and everything. And people, you know, people get it. Hey, let's get the, you know, as we start to get this thing down in the wee minutes of the show, Bill from Warren, Ohio, talking about Gunther, he's not losing to Chad Gable. He's going to hold this. There's another guy. This is another guy that I can see into the Royal Rumble, WrestleMania, holding on to the belt. Nobody's going to take it from him. He's about ready to surpass, if he hasn't already, the Honky Tonk Man.
Yeah, well, I think he might have.
Then we'll go to Bubba.
Go ahead,
Ralph.
Okay. I have one more piece of news here, and then I'll answer your question. WWE is pursuing the Gunn brothers from AEW because they're angry, because they haven't received an answer from the Young Bucks or FTR as to whether or not they're going to go to the WWE. So I wanted to bring that up as well. And then we have 396 people listening right now. And before I answer your question, I have one more sponsor here, one more thing. If you're interested in being a sponsor or an advertiser for this program, please give Fred Schaefer a call. Rates are affordable, 412-354-0436. If you're interested in sponsorship and advertising with RW Media Productions. All right. I think Gunther's going to hold on to it for a little while, guys. We have Brock Lesnar and Ronda Rousey leaving, both going back to UFC and MMA or whatever it is they're doing. There was supposed to be a match between Brock Lesnar and Gunther, but that's barring Gunther loses the title because, you know, Brock Lesnar can't hold a title because he don't wrestle that much. So what I'm saying is I think Gunther will beat Chad Gable. I don't see Chad Gable beating him. If it happens, I'll be real surprised.
Well, remember the 1-2-3 kid with Razor Ramon. This could be the same situation, guys. I believe Chad Gable will upset him because this could happen. Gunther is one of the best wrestlers that the WWE has. That match, if that was at Payback, that would be worth going to. But it's going to be on Monday Night Raw because they need ratings because football is coming. And that match there is ratings because it's pure wrestling. But I see an upset. Monday night, I see it.
So what? Now, what? So basically, you think he'll beat Gable, and then they'll turn it, or he'll lose on. What are we looking at on this one, Bubba? Because you bring up an interesting point.
I'm looking at Monday night when Chad Gable and Gunther goes for the IC title. Gunther will lose the biggest upset in a long time in Monday Night Raw because they want ratings because football is coming. But also, too,
I think
this is
right.
A great match. This is a great match. You know, upsets
right.
are
so
sometimes well to do.
Right. Right. So, in other words, in Pittsburgh, when they wrestle, how would it work if they're having it go on Monday night again? Would there be a disqualification and then you just go, hey, we need to get this thing straightened out on Monday night? I've seen these things play out.
It's on Monday night. It's not at the pay-per-view. I wish it would have been. That would have been something for me to go
right.
to, but it is Monday night. The rematch
okay.
is Monday
okay.
night.
Okay, so that's where we're going with this thing. Okay, because
you
know where I'm going with it because we've seen these things play out. You know, where there's a disqualification or something and somebody's pissed off and they go, okay, now we'll bring it to Monday Night Raw. And then
right.
they settle it there and then the person that got ripped off ends up getting the title. So that's where I could have thought I saw this thing going.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, they're dragging this thing into Monday Night Raw. Okay. So
yeah, I'm a little crazy.
It makes
I'm a little, crazy,
a little
Mark, but I'm taking the upset. I'm a little crazy, but
yeah.
I'll take the upset Monday night.
Yeah, that would be interesting. Ralph, any thought on that, where I broke it down, and then Bubba kind of confirmed it, where he thinks it's going, and he could be absolutely right on this.
Well, Bubba could be. I mean, you know, he's been right a few times, but, you know, he was
many.
Wrong on a few matches. So, I mean, you know, he was wrong at the pay-per-view. The last pay-per-view he was wrong on.
I'm terrible. I go for the crazy picks, guys.
Well, XM
put out the thing, whatever Mancini takes the opposite. I had the Dodgers not making the playoffs, so you go figure on that one. Hey, listen, we're down to a minute and some change. Ralph, let everybody know how they can get a hold of you before we reconvene Saturday in the Eternal Bowman, early rise, 9:30 your time, 6:30 my time. So get the Denver omelets ready with the sourdough toast minus the butter.
Absolutely, Mark. Ralph Williams at 737@gmail.com, and then also Facebook, LinkedIn, and you can also reach me on X platform, and also I have my YouTube channel, and please do not forget about Saturday, and this Tuesday, 4 to 6 p.m., Beaver County Radio, Steelers special, myself, Smokin' Jim Frazier. I have a huge guest list. Bubba Brewer's part of it. Ray Fittipaldo from the Post-Gazette. Luther Dupree from Steel City Sports World and the Boxing Authorities. And I have a draft 412 invasion starting at 5 o'clock to 6. It's going to be Emmett Mahan, J.D. Toth, and Joe Kuglis. What a show we have for you. And in the studio, Brian Palmieri and Scott Kincaid from the Hate Peanuts Show on Beaver County Radio. I look forward to you listening and watching.
Okay, Ralph, thank you very much. Bubba, let everybody know how they can get a hold of you.
Well, you can get a hold of me at triplebseventyseven.official@gmail.com. You can subscribe to the Triple B Experience on YouTube and watch me live on Facebook with all my shows. Tuesday night, I will have a Steeler show, 9 o'clock, with Ralph will be on with a megacast where we give our Steeler picks. And I love coming on the show, guys, and thank you, America, for all your comments. I appreciate it. You guys have a great weekend.
Oh, you're the man. You are definitely the man, along with Ralph there. We miss Smoke and Jim. We'll be back next week, 7:30 Eastern, 4:30 Pacific, right after we do the Philly WWDB show out there. Till then, catch the archive version on blogtalkradio.com/Mancini Sports. Put on your calendars this Saturday, 9:30 in the east, 6:30 a.m. in the west. Eternal Bum, have a blessed and safe Labor Day. We'll talk to you next week. And prayers to our brother, Smoking Jim. He'll be back next week as well. Have a great one, guys. Stay tuned at the top of the hour, the Eat Me Cooking podcast out of Indianapolis, Indiana. Make sure you have 10 seatbelts on that one.
Until next time, America.